A man was hospitalized after eating a whole live crab to avenge his daughter. A sign saying, "Now hiring non-stupid people," is raising eyebrows. And IKEA sues a video game developer over a horror game set inside the furniture store. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. I have three strange news segments from all around the world for you. Let's go. A man was hospitalized after he ate a whole live crab to avenge his daughter. How bizarre! How bizarre! How bizarre! Why did this guy eat a whole live crab? What did the crab do to his daughter? Let's find out. Well, a man in China became strangely ill very months after he ate a live crab to avenge his daughter. Sounds like a good guy. Sounds like a good dad. He's 39 years old. His name is Liu. He was recently seen by doctors at a hospital in Hangzhou for some severe back pain. This is about 2 months after he swallowed that nasty crustacean. They asked him, "Why did you eat a live crab, Liu?" To which he replied, "I wanted to take revenge for my daughter." Well, what did the crab do to your daughter, Liu? "It pinched my daughter. So I got angry and I put it into my mouth for revenge." Well, now I really love where Lou's heart at, but is this the right response to a crab pinching your daughter? You're sort of teaching her in a way that this is the proper behavior when something hurts you to just grab it and put it in your mouth. You know, this could lead her into some strange places in her adulthood, I think. So maybe in hindsight, not the right idea. And now he's paying the price for it. Let's find out what the doctors say about his insides. It says here the physicians were very puzzled by the, quote, pathology changes that were going on in Liu's chest, abdomen, liver, and digestive system. But the crab's dead, though, right? I mean, it's not still alive crawling around in there. This isn't a situation where a crab would survive despite eating it alive. Right? I mean, I'm not that smart, but I don't think that's what's going on. The doctors say they repeatedly asked him if he ever had eaten game or anything unusual, anything that could cause allergies. He said, "No, not at all." Liu later admitted to doctors that he had eaten, quote, something special. Well, what was so special? Well, the evil crab that tried to attack his daughter. Blood tests later showed Liu had three parasitic infections as a result of eating that live crab, according to the media. They noted that he has since recovered but will require follow-ups. While crab is typically cooked in China, yeah, and everywhere else, I don't know anybody that eats crabs alive, do you? Never heard of such a thing. Crab is sometimes served raw, it says here, but it's marinated in alcohol. Earning the name Drunken Crabs in Zhejiang, where Liu is from. Wow, they eat crabs dipped in alcohol. Fascinating. I would try that, totally.
Dude, I'm so wasted.
What happened, man? You drank a 12-pack?
No, man, I ate half a dozen drunken crabs.
Here's a quote from, I believe, a doctor. Theoretically, it's better to eat something marinated than completely raw because it has been treated with alcohol, which can help kill parasites and bacteria, but it can't kill all parasites. It's not 100% safe either. You should cook most of your food. In effect, the Center for Food Safety in Hong Kong recommends against eating any raw crabs, marinated or not. I'm just impressed that there's a Center for Food Safety in China. Well, it seems to me like they just go buck wild over there. Yeah, eat anything. Whatever it is. Who cares? Cats, bats, whatever tickles your fancy. I've eaten some strange things in Asia. You have to expect it when you visit. Turtle soup, frog legs, cod sperm, stingray. I mean, it's not that crazy, but I'll tell you what was the worst was that stinky tofu. Ooh, avoided at all costs. Have you guys eaten anything strange in other parts of the world or even in your own backyard? Please call the show 646-450-2012. Share with me. You can email me a picture of what you ate and what you look like afterward. A sign reads, "Now hiring non-stupid people." And of course, it's raising eyebrows. This story is from Pasadena, Texas, not to be confused with Pasadena, California, which is the city that's right next to my neighborhood. A new job posting in Pasadena is turning some heads, making some people laugh and others angry. And, of course, offended. A lot of people are offended these days, quite easily, I would add. We have a business called Pets Gone Wild Resort. The owner says he put up this sign last week. It says, quote, "We are now hiring non-stupid people." Well, let's find out if this sign is working. Has he found any non-stupid employees? Here's a quote from Walter, the owner. "We're trying to weed out the people that do come in, you know. We hired one last week. It only lasted 3 days. I think that person was stupid. They don't think they're stupid, so they come in to apply, typically." Walter says their pet resort has been trying to fill these positions for quite a while. They've made some postings online, but haven't had that many applicants, unfortunately. And the employees that they have hired haven't quite worked out. Walter has some gripes about their behavior. He says, "Well, for one, repeatedly, I got to tell these employees, get off your dang cell phone. You got dogs to watch, man. Watch them dogs. Put the cell phone down. Go back out there, you know." And then 20 minutes later, she's back on her cell phone. Come on now, at least be as smart as I am. Now, although Walter is struggling with employees and their level of intelligence overall, he says the main reason they got the sign was to grab people's attention. And it worked. He said within 24 hours, they got three solid applicants, and they really have no more use for the sign. Well, I guess by solid applicants, he means non-stupid applicants, or maybe applicants that can't afford a phone plan. And of course, not everybody in the community is very happy about this. One person asked, "Well, what does this say about the prior employees? I mean, oh, we think you're stupid, so we're trying to hire somebody that we think is smarter than you, huh? That's pretty insulting." Somebody named Taylor, who lives in the area and saw the sign, she thought it was a very offensive way to grab people's attention. "The fact that they felt so emboldened to put something up there like that, it's disgusting. It's distasteful. It's unprofessional." Someone else named Susan who saw it said, "Well, I thought that's quite different. I thought it was kind of cute. It definitely draws attention." Walter says it's just his best effort to find the best employees that he possibly can. "Yeah, come through here and take a tour. Take a tour of my pet resort. Take a look at the responsibilities that we all have. Would you put your child somewhere that wasn't dedicated? Would you put your child somewhere that didn't have smart people in it? And what about the pets? They deserve to be handled by non-stupid people, wouldn't you say? If you're handled by stupid people, who knows what's going to happen?" Since they have found the employees that they need, Walter says they will probably take the sign down at the end of this week. Well, this is clearly not your typical way to put out a "we are hiring" sign, obviously. But the meaning of your communication is the response you get. And if, as in this case, Walter found three suitable employees by doing this. So in that sense, it worked out. The fallout of that is you have people being offended by it, but I'm kind of okay with it. And it's hilarious, and I definitely support more jokes in the world that we live in. I would love to know, though, what is the stupid test that Walter puts people through once they come in for an interview? I'm not very good with written tests. Never really have been. I sucked at school for the most part, did horrible on my SATs. But I have some street smarts. How do you measure that? There's all kinds of different smarts in the world, and you know, the way that you measure them can be kind of like questionable. So I don't have this information to give you. I'm just wondering, would you guys apply for a job like this? Do you think this is rude for someone to put a sign out like this? What do you think? Call the show.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
IKEA is suing a game developer over a horror game set in the furniture store. IKEA is known for many things, cost-conscious furniture, affordable Swedish food, and now suing an independent game developer for using their storefront. The Swedish-based furniture company IKEA is suing Jacob Shaw, an independent game developer in the United Kingdom. IKEA demands that Shaw make changes to his survival horror game, The Store is Closed. The Store is Closed is a survival horror game based in the furniture store, and it bears a striking resemblance to IKEA. Although it says here the interior of the store, where the bulk of the game takes place, appears to be some sort of generic furniture store and uses generic assets. There are some definite calls to the popular furniture brand IKEA, though, within the game. For one, the storefront bears the Swedish name Styr, S-T-Y-R, in the same blue and yellow color scheme as IKEA's retail locations and signs. Many of the enemies in the game wear yellow striped shirts, which are, of course, similar to the uniform of the IKEA employees. Also, the price tags displayed in catalogs in the game also look extremely similar to IKEA's. Lawyers for IKEA also claim that this horror game contains a gray path on the floor, furniture that looks just like IKEA furniture, and a lot of product signage that looks exactly like IKEA signage. Here's a quote from the company representative. "While we think it's very flattering that others are inspired by the IKEA brand, we must be diligent to ensure that the IKEA trademarks and trade dress are not misapplied. Various elements of the video game currently correspond in appearance with the IKEA brand features. We've reached out to the creator of this video game and asked them to make changes to those elements to ensure that this is no longer the case." The game developer has agreed and is cooperating. They understand our request and have agreed to make those changes. I have to say, a survival slash horror game that takes place in an IKEA sounds amazing to me. And it just has that funny element to it, being that's in an IKEA store. There's been a lot of shenanigans in IKEA stores over the years. There was a TikTok trend last year that saw teenagers challenging each other to hide in IKEA stores overnight, film themselves running all around the store and jumping on the furniture. I don't know if you recall that. I did cover that story. It's just that these stores are so big that they just beg for, you know, a game within there. Yeah, it makes sense to me. And it just seems like a fun setting for a video game as well. But I can understand where IKEA is coming from as well. They want to protect their brand, I suppose. But in a way, I mean, if I had a business and people were borrowing the imagery on some level, it's like free promotion, isn't it? In a way, even though it's a horror game, it's still someone's getting your brand out there even more than you already are. So I would let them run with it. What if this game became very, very popular? It's like total free advertising at that point. But what do I know? I mean, I run a business in a small closet, so, you know, I'm not some sort of great business mind, obviously. But if somebody made, like, I don't know, an indie film about a poltergeist that lives in a podcast closet, and then I watched it and I saw an image of Weird AF News in there, I wouldn't complain at all. I'd be like, oh, that's lovely. I love that.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Yay!
It seems like you're ready. I know that you're ready for some weird news. Is it okay to parody R. Kelly? Is he completely off the menu? Oh man, I love R. Kelly's early music so much. I know I can't tell that to everybody. I just told many thousands of people right here, though. So I'm such a big fan of old school, specifically like 90s R&B. You guys like that stuff? Like Blackstreet? Huh? Boys to Men is the shit. Am I right? All right, let me give thanks and praise. I got a nice photo from Heather and Adam wearing their Halloween costumes. It's Mario and Luigi. So shout out to Heather Chapasco and Adam. Happy Halloween, guys. It was very nice. Hope you guys had a nice Halloween last night. I don't know what you got into. I did not dress up last night, but I did over the weekend. I wasn't sure that everyone would be, going buck wild on Monday night, but in my neighborhood, they kind of were. I took a little trip to Trader Joe's, because I'm classy like that. And I just saw tons and tons of kids and families out trick-or-treating. So I really love to see that. I saw a lot of cool costumes. I love stuff like that. It's the spooky season of Halloween. Woo-hoo-hoo. And now today, rent is due. Rent is due, guys. Are you aware? That's the crappy part about Halloween. The next day, rent is due. You got a candy hangover and you got to write that check. Damn it. Shout out to Connie as well. Connie sent me a hilarious email with a link as well. Connie was shopping for a turducken for the upcoming holidays, and on a website called the Cajun Grocer, she came across, they're selling an entire alligator for like $80 if you want to eat an alligator for Thanksgiving. And she sent me the link and I was dying. It's so funny. I'm going to put it in the Patreon because it's hilarious. So thank you for that, Connie. That really made me laugh. I wasn't aware that you could just order a whole alligator online for Thanksgiving. I'm not against. Have I ever tried alligator? I mean, I was mentioning earlier some of the strange things I've eaten. I don't know if I've ever ate alligator before. Not against it. I would try it. Hell yeah. Listen, you're only punching this ticket once, as far as we know. One life you got here. Why not try all kinds of stuff? I mean, being a host of a weird news podcast that does Florida Friday, it's probably required that at some point I try alligator, right? Am I right? I can't tell you when the next time I'm going to be in Florida, though, so maybe I'll just have to order it online from the Cajun Grocer. I have no idea how you even prepare alligator. I have to watch some YouTube videos if I ever get this bad boy. Okay, if you guys would like to reach out to me, my email is funnyjones@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram @funnyjones. I left the number earlier in the episode, so there's always that. And if you want to support the show, join my Patreon. That's right, patreon.com/weirdafnews. Join the Patreon for the holidays. Support Weird AF News. We need your support to keep this production going in the closet, okay? All right. Well, anyways, I'll see you tomorrow. If you come across anything weird, don't hesitate to email me. And I appreciate your time today. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.